God damn it, here we go. It's time for the Rosebud Radio Show. Start the countdown. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 more time. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 Blast off, and here we go, God damn it. You see how much I love doing my motherfucking show. This goddamn game on. These motherfuckers beating my ass. God damn it, I won't cam the show out, and I still hope you do. But I had to get on here and talk to my dogs before I would put that game ahead. Right when I was writing that thing, I was fitting to say, man, I'm going to start late, about an hour late. But then I said, I'm going to start on time. Because I believe in it, and I know y'all want to hear. Okay, greetings. You know, we into February. This is the first Sunday in February. You know, and we got this station where we can really kick it. So I want you guys, you know, get at me. 347-838-8420. Make sure you get at me. You guys, you know, I like having listeners, but I really like having people that participate in the doggone discussion. So, you know, I got so many things I'm going to talk about tonight, and I want those of you, there's only 4 or 5 of you that I see. Well, there is a little more than that. Okay, yeah, well, it's a lot of you guys on there. But what I'm saying is you got to understand this shit. I want the callers, you know, just as well as I want the listener. So don't just sit out there and not have no input on the show. Call in, man, because I really would rather talk about what you would want to talk about as opposed to what I have to talk about. Now, I'm a real motherfucker. You know, I know you guys know I'm a first-degree red belt in knowing how to catch and charge women, but I ain't about that. You know, I've been in all of the cities where all you guys come out going. I had already been there, got paid. So this is not a real big thing to me. The big thing to me is taking this information that I used in all of those cities. I didn't have to have a particular city to use it. I used the same information in all of those cities because the information I had to use was real. And this is what's important to me, why I do my shows, because I give you real information. You know, I've been in the position to catch school teachers, you know, attorneys, construction working bros. You know, I didn't call dykes. Man, I didn't call all kind of women. You know, it's not about what kind of woman you're talking to. It's about that you know she is a woman, even if she's a dyke. She's still a woman. I don't care what she her preference. That the word preference is really important there because her preference is women if that's the case. But she still was born a woman, so she's still a bitch, you know. And I ain't against dykes or lesbians or whatever you want to call them, just like I ain't against gay dudes or whatever the hell they want to do. I'm just saying that if you really and truly understand the power of what I be talking about, it doesn't matter what kind of woman you're talking to. What matters is that she's listening. That's the only damn thing that matters, brothers. I'm trying to tell you this, and I want you to understand it to the fullest extent so that as we talk, you know, during this year, we can make some more progress. We made progress last year, but we can make more progress. See, all them women that I talked to, I then ended up calling, catching them. And not one time did I change my approach. Now, don't get me wrong. When I say not one time did I change my approach, it don't mean I said the same thing each time. What that means is if my approach, just to use a word, if my approach is direct, each time I approached them, I was direct. Now, I may have had several different variations of being direct. That's because I'm a boss motherfucking player. You understand? I ain't just got one way to do it. I have several ways to be direct. But my thing is, not one time did I change the fact that I am direct. See, it was always direct and in their face. Although, like I say, I adjusted the tone of it, depending on, the kind of broad I was, dealing with. See, you got to be able to do this stuff. You got to be able to think like this. And you can't if you don't have confidence. You got to understand this. Now, before I get too damn far, let me say this pledge that we all must say. See, I remember my pledge sometime in the first minute, sometime in the however many minutes this was, but let me go on and say it anyway. I pledge allegiance to my desire to attain the highest level of manhood that is possible. And to the Alpha Dogs, for which my manhood represents, we're one fraternity united by manhood's purest desires, indivisible by women, impenetrable by fake frauds or phony women or people, because Alpha Dogs know there are enough women out there for us all. So what we do is we love the fact that it's more than one of us, because that means we're going to find hella doggone women. At least that's what it means to me. I don't never hate the competition. I embrace the competition. Because who am I going to show off on if them motherfuckers ain't there? I'm just saying, the way I think about it is shit. If I run them motherfuckers off, who the fuck I'm going to show off on? I just want them to be able to recognize that I'm fly like that. Cheers, that's what I say. Now, there's, one thing, you guys look like Denver's still kicking that ass. I don't really know if they are. I haven't been watching or paying attention. But I really wanted Denver to, goddamn Cam to win. But anyway, fellas, you have to understand that there's only one way to know that the way you think is the only way to do something. See, you have to understand that just because you and I both are journeyman carpenters, does that mean we build shit the exact same way? No, it just means we know the basics in building, and our own particular designs determine how we actually build it or what we actually build. So you just have to do the shit with confidence. And you just can't do it without having the confidence of my old friend, the Lion. See, you guys just out there in the streets, having hoes or whatever, thinking you don't need my courses, you kill me, but it's okay. Because I know I got four motherfuckers out there that I've been fucking with right now, and them motherfuckers each got more than one bra. One of them got three. But what I'm saying is this. You guys can continue to believe whatever you want to believe. And you guys that don't even think about having hoes, you can be or continue to be afraid of whatever the hell you want to be afraid of when it comes to me. But it's one thing that's for certain. I got thousands, two at least thousands, alumni verifying where I'm coming from, and I go to this same thing. I always say this, I've been saying it for years. This is the internet. If motherfuckers didn't think what I was saying was true, they'd be then roasted my ass. Motherfuckers that spent their hard-earned money on my shit and didn't see the improvement that I said, they'd be then called on here and cuss my motherfucking ass out. I ain't got no goddamn delay, so I can't block that motherfucker. I don't try to sell you nothing. I try to show you a way to be more confident. And if you want to take that confidence and let it enhance your ability to catch women, that's very well possible. But that's up to you, because I don't promise to help you catch women. I don't promise to make you be a goddamn pimp or get a presidential position in your company. What I promise is that the confidence you get from my course covers all of the areas I just mentioned, and it's up to how you apply it in order for it to work for you in that instance. So I'm just being real with my shit. I want you motherfuckers to get it. Be one of them motherfuckers when Valentine's Day come you're wondering what the goddamn gets you. I just get my girl whatever the hell I'm thinking, if that's the case. But in reality, I'm doing that because I know my girl is tripping about what to get me. I know that. And she's going to tell me, don't worry about what you get me. Just come on and woo-woo, whatever she got planned. And I'm going to get her something because I'm her man. But what I'm saying is the shoe fits both feet, mine and hers. And at times, the shoe have to be on the other foot, some other motherfucker. And I'm telling you, Valentine's Day for me is one of them times I sit back and get served, especially when I was out there and having some hoes. You know, even though I got all five of them motherfuckers some fly shit, you know, I didn't, you know, make no special thing, but I just gave it to them. They all, when I came to break them, had something special for me. So what I'm saying is, which way do you want to be? Which way do you want to be? That's all I'm saying. I see you 254, and I'm going to come to you right now, goddammit. I ain't scared of you, Mike. Come on, Mike. What's happening with you, baby? 254, what's your first name? What's your question?
This is Chase. What's going on, Rosebud? Hope you're having a good night.
I'm having a great night. You can hear it, and evidently you're trying to support me because, goddammit, everybody else, show on that damn game.
Yeah, they are in that game. I'm multitasking. But I wanted to run a situation past you to see in your opinion if I handled it the right way, okay?
Take me off speaker, man.
Okay, you're on speaker? Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay. So the scenario is I met this girl a couple of days ago. So after a couple of days, she came to the crib. You know, we had sex and everything was cool. Then the next day, you know, she's like, yeah, you know, I'm coming over tonight. You know, I'm really enjoying you. Then she said, how would you feel, though, if I said I wanted to wait a while before we had sex again because I'm having a lot of feelings for you and I want to, you know, sex can confuse whether, you know, you fall in love or just infatuation. And I told her, if you're going to be dealing with me, sex is definitely going to have to be an equation. You know, it ain't going to be no waiting. And then she kind of was like, you know, started acting a little funny, you know what I'm saying, and then, you know, we just stopped communicating. So that's what
let me ask you this, man. Let me ask you this, man. Do you know how much 2 + 2 is?
Yeah, 4.
How much? 4, that's right. So let's put 2 + 2 together. Here's a fucking bitch that you didn't met, that you didn't hit it off with, and you didn't ended up bringing her home and got the pussy. Now that's 2.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you didn't got the pussy, and when you get ready to fuck with her again, she's saying whatever you said she's saying about waiting and shit. That's another 2. Now, you want to know how to make it 4 instead of 3 like you did because you had the wrong answer? See, the way you make it 4 is for you to quit being scared of shit. And you're supposed to understand what that bitch said. So all you had to do was say, yeah, girl, you can come over here. You know, I understand what you're talking about. And as soon as she got there and you tucked her under your motherfucking arm while she laying in the bed and touched that pussy one time, you know, you as soon as she started getting ready to give it to you, you just say, no, baby, you know what? I want to do what you were saying, woo, woo, woo. And then flip the sword script. See, what I'm saying is that's in my shit, you motherfuckers. My 2.0, learning how to flip, you know, flipping shit is very important. Although I told you a flip situation, you don't know what flipping is. So what I'm trying to tell you, fellas, is you can remember this and you can try it or you can get my shit so you can learn it. Because what I'm saying is I could give a fuck what that bitch say. As long as she talking to me, I'm having her, period. The only way I'm not having you, bitch, is if you ain't talking to me. And if you ain't talking to or if you are talking to me and you saying shit I don't want to hear, now, you know, I ain't going to have you in that case either. But if you saying shit that I could, you know, manipulate to mean what I want it to mean so I can get at you, I'm going to do it. Now, what you got to you got anything else on that, brother? Because I know that was like a dump truck loading dropping a load of shit on you, man, and your motherfucking ass had to like suck all that shit in.
Yeah.
What else you got,
bro? Trust me, I grasped it. But so at this point, should I hit her back or just wait for her to hit me back?
So what I'm saying is, see, hey, fellas, all you guys listening, I want you to understand how you lie to yourself so fast. So fast. Just like you just lied to yourself because you said you got me. You sucked it in. You got it. If you got it, you wouldn't be asking that punk-ass question. Fuck that bitch. That's what I would be saying. Because you know why I would say that? Because I fuck with bitches. I don't fuck with a bitch. You niggas fuck with a bitch. No. Fuck with her, and then you subject to whatever she talking about. But if you fucking with bitches, you subject to whatever the one that say the right shit is talking about. That's why I'm always having, when I'm single, I'm always having two or three or four bras on my line at all times because I am not going for nothing no goddamn bitch say. I don't care, bitch. I could go fuck another bitch if it's about pussy. And if it's about me wanting to be with you, I don't want to be with you now because you didn't say the right shit. So, you know, now I'm going to go be with a bitch that I want to fuck. I'll tell a bitch that shit and leave and then call her while I'm over at that bitch house and let her accidentally hear me say something to the bitch. Hey, could you bring me that soap? You know, I'm standing in the kitchen eating some popcorn and I say some shit like that. Because I play. I ain't give a fuck. I got my ADPs. I'm down and dirty with them. And I'm always playing. I am not a motherfucker to get played. I always be playing. And anything I see out of my mouth has is like Mike Tyson when he was at his prime. Any punch he threw had deadly intentions. Everything I say has deadly intentions because I know where they're going. And when you get to this point where I'm at, not that I'm the greatest man on earth, I ain't saying that. I'm saying that I'm at a point to where I don't think about shit because everything I say comes naturally to me. And even though I know it's something that I have in my arsenal of things that I could look up to understand why I said it or what's the purpose, I could do that, but I don't need to do it no more. I'm like one of them motherfuckers, Walter Payton, when he was in college. He was a learning type dude, and then when he got to goddamn Chicago and started being a motherfucker and then actually became Walter Payton that we know, see, he didn't do any thinking. He did not think. It was all natural to him. Catching the ball, knowing what moves to make, knowing what cut to make, it was all natural because if he took that fraction of a second to think, some motherfucker would tackle his ass. And that's what happens to you. The fraction of a second you take to think, you lose the bitch. I don't fucking think. I just do it. That's, you probably don't even understand what when I use the analogy of a diesel truck driving down the street and running motherfuckers over. You probably don't even understand what it means, but that's what I'm talking about. I ain't trying to adjust shit. I'm a steamroller, and the only thing that could happen is I could, you know, hit or miss. You feel me, man? Do you really? Okay.
Yeah, I really do.
So what I'm saying is, why you ain't saying nothing about me saying that bullshit you said wasn't shit? Because if you understood that, you wouldn't have that shit to say. You didn't say shit about it. You just accepted it. What's up with that? It's true. Now, nigga, wait. What you say? Because it's true.
Well, I'm talking about, well, I want to make sure we're talking
brother,
about the same.
Yes or no? Don't back up from it. What'd you say? Because it's true?
I said the information you told me was true about, like,
Let me tell you something, brother. See, this is what you guys don't do. You just did what they do not do. And that's when they hear the truth. No matter how harsh it is or how much shit I talk while I was saying it, the truth of the matter is if you had your shit where you saying, you wouldn't have had this question, and you accepted it as truth, that's going to help you grow, bro. That is what I'm talking about. Although I do know, or it sounds like you don't have my shit, you know, but it's cool. I ain't mad at you. If you want to keep trying to... I'm just saying, man, I ain't mad at you. I'm just saying I can hear, it's something you guys don't know about me, but if you listen to past shows and archives, I can hear when somebody have my shit. I can hear it in the way they're talking and what they're saying. I can hear it. So all I'm saying, bro, if you want to get my shit and grow, come on, I got it. If you want to stay where you at, and try to, you know, find your way through. I'll see you in about 15 years, man, because you ain't going to grow fast as my shit'll have you growing. period. Even if my shit take 2 years, 3 years, it ain't going to be 15 years. It's about that. So I'm going to put you back in, but you did have a good situation, man. So I'm glad you brought that up. Thank you.
No problem.
917-650, what's your first name and what's your question?
This is Sean from Brooklyn.
Sean from Brooklyn. What's up with you, man?
Oh, nah, the brother called in, so I just wanted to point out what happened. So what she did, she's running an old school game on you. She gave you a little sample, and then she wanted you to get excited. So as soon as she give you a sample, then she's going to start making her demands. Oh, I'm not sure about what I want to do, and I want to wait, this, and that. So what I would have said, when she invited her over the next day, I would have told her, no, that's good for me. Like, don't let her lead. Like, when you let her lead, then she's going to, you know, she's going to make demands if you know that you only got one option. So you're supposed to shut her down and try to get her to work around your schedule and just kind of get her to follow your lead as opposed to saying, oh, I'm coming over tomorrow. That's a no-no.
Well, you know what? I kind of agree with that. Actually, I do agree with it. But more than that, let me tell you about a motherfucking, you know, when you're doing shit like that, man. See, you got to understand, man, that when you let the woman have any type of control because you have got the pussy. See, anything after that, I call it pussy games. I don't let bitch play no pussy games with me. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, so I didn't been fucking a bitch and she got her legs kind of hard for me to get. Bitch, what the fuck you do? I don't want to give it all to you. I don't want to give it all. Well, I get out the pussy, bitch. You don't want to let me fuck you then because I ain't got a kind of money. I'm coming with another bitch. I ain't trying to be controlled by the pussy. So what I'm saying is, man, anytime pussy, especially if you're thinking about getting it or you have gotten it and you're letting what you've gotten make you think about something you may not normally would think about, see, you're falling for pussy games. And you can't
correct.
Do that.
Correct.
Bitch can't play pussy
learned,
games.
Correct, because what I learned is that they'll talk all that shit, but it really doesn't make a difference to them. All that shit is bullshit. Like all that, oh, and love and all this stuff, they don't really care about saving their pussy at all. So don't fall for none of that shit. Matter of fact, when you start talking to that, don't even go for the pussy. Wait.
Hey, you know what, man? In just to expound on what you just said, let's say you don't go for the pussy. You supposed to say something, you know what, girl? You sound just like that lady that I met a year ago, and she's now a nun. You know, I don't want to interfere with your going in a nun.
Oh,
otherwise, what I'm saying is you got to let them know that ain't phasing me. And that shit you saying, unless you really want to be a nun, because when you say that, what is she going to say, Sean? I don't want to be a nun.
Exactly.
That's the first thing she's going to say. So now you really got her to where you're going to get her to turn around on that shit she's saying that's keeping you from in the pussy.
Immediately.
ABPs.
Immediately. One time it was a female that I was dealing with, then one time she said some shit about getting religious. And I was like, all right, you know, if you're going to get religious, you shouldn't be here tonight. She switched that shit around real fast.
Because you ain't scared to be down, man. That's that Mack truck. Thank you, brother. That's that Mack truck. You ain't got to say nothing else. I know you got it, Sean. I'm finna put you back in.
Yes,
now I'm finna start lacing you motherfuckers with this shit I got to talk about tonight, man, because, you know, I got hella shit. See, catching women is like the martial arts. There's belts. See, but when you really, really and truly study the martial arts in the Orient or somewhere, you fucking only going to have a white, brown, and black belt. And then there's a red belt. But in reality, there's only three belts. Why? Because there's only beginning, intermediate, and master. So, I mean, not master, expert. Red belt is master. And you can get that if you want to, but normally you just go to a third or fourth degree black belt. But my point, catching women is the same thing. And see, what you guys don't do is rate yourselves. And when you do rate yourself, you inflate your rating. And then your rating inflation is like getting in the ring, you didn't fall all bums, and you got 6 knockouts, and now you think you're a knockout motherfucker, and you get in the ring with a motherfucker that ain't a bum, and he tag your ass. See, it's the same thing. See, all of you guys, no matter how many bras you didn't have this year, which, think about it, how many bras have you, think about it, that's a good question. How many bras have you guys had this year? Let's see, this is the first complete week of February. I know I've even had 10 or more when I was out there, because I'm tagging 2 or 3 a week, period. That's what I'm doing, you know, because I'm putting myself out there to do that. Now, see, all you cats don't realize that being in the intermediate level, you know, you're somewhere, well, no. I take that back. You're not in it. I mean, you're kind of in the white belt level, except you may be a little advanced than others. So otherwise, you're still a beginner, but you know some shit. But you guys make yourself think that you're somewhere in the intermediate level because you're better than the beginners. All of you motherfuckers are like white belt, which has degrees, maybe 10 to be exact. So now what I'm saying is being between the first degree and the 10th degree white belt, believe it or not, it's all the same. You know more. This is like a guy, like this dude tell me that he got my course, one part of it. Well, he's still a white belt, but he's not a first degree white belt. He might be a 7th degree white belt, depending on what he got from it, meaning he's about ready to go into the brown belt, which is intermediate, which is not really expert, but you know hella shit. So my point is, why did the other colors come in? Well, of course, it's Americanized. So the other colors come in so that they can make money while you're a white belt. They can make money on you, progressing you. But real motherfuckers, they only believe in the beginners, the intermediate, and the experts. And that's all I believe in. That's why what I'm saying to you guys is that you need to take my shit serious. You can't expect to learn whatever 1.0, and now you so dope, you know, woo-woo, you know all this. When you're a white belt and you really are about to progress to a brown belt, you know hella karate. You know hella shit. You doing shit that you have never done before. But as soon as you go up against that real brown belt, he's going to kick your motherfucking ass because he's already a brown belt. So that should let you know that you have some more to go, which should let you know, as a motherfucker taking this confident course, yeah, you winning, but you haven't won. You guys got to keep playing. You can't beat a motherfucker to stop playing. You got to keep playing. You got to get the, no, before you get to the rest of the course, you got to make sure you mastered what you have. And when you have, you got to get the rest. Because there's graduations, not diplomas, but I'm talking about graduations and information that's being given to you. You can't get it all. If you're a beginner and you're trying to be a boxer, you can't learn everything. You got to learn the jab or whatever first. Then you got to learn how to make a I mean, it's things you do. It's a progression, and that's what I have. So now, what I really want you to understand is what I'm actually leading up to, and it's not really my course. It's just after you really have become an expert. See, there is another level, and that level is mastering it. That's that red belt. And that's where you like the Bruce Lee of catching. You know, you like the Bruce Lee of catching. He don't care what happened. He knows how to defend himself, even if he's smoking a cigarette or drinking a drink and all. He don't care. If he's shitting, he don't care. You know, whatever he's doing, he know how to protect himself. He going to protect himself. He going to get up off the toilet without wiping his ass and kick your motherfucking ass and bend your motherfucking ass over, so whatever. He going to do all this shit because he that dope. Now, that's how you are when you a master at catching bitches. See, this is a level of catching to where you know, you just like Bruce Lee, and I'm telling you, you don't even think about what's necessary to catch. You just do it when it's called upon. You know, that's how good I am at catching. That's how good you can be at catching. And believe it or not, you can do that shit in your sleep. I remember one time I was in a beauty salon. I might have told the story before. I was getting my goddamn hair done, and I fell asleep when the bitch put me under the dryer. And when she woke me up, you know, I'm sleep like a motherfucker. The first thing I told her, "Ho, put my motherfucking money over there on the nightstand. Pimp me this rest." Oh, my goodness. This woman, this hairdresser, some reason, everybody laughed and all that goddamn shit. For some reason, that shit turned her on. And believe me, I had that bitch. Bitch quit doing hair. She got with me. And what I'm saying, I didn't have that bitch long because she was really a hairdresser. And she really wasn't my kind of bitch because she wanted a motherfucker to be trying to help her hoe. I ain't going to be doing no, you know. So what I'm saying then is that I just catch. And I know what to do when I catch. And I know you guys also know about my formal degrees. Some of you may not, man. I don't just talk shit, man. I have a master's degree, a 4.0, in teaching and learning with technology. I got a BA degree in sociology with an education concentration. I graduated 3.96. What I'm also saying is I have a PhD in charging bitches. So what I'm saying is I'm a valuable asset to you, no matter how you look at it, man. You know, I just don't talk shit. I got degrees backing my shit up. So, you know, everything we're doing here, you know, since we talk and you guys talking to me, which is what I would like more questions and shit, we all have a format to where I can get the full effect of your questions, which is better than just me talking shit and you listening. So as we go, first of all, let me say this. I was going to say something else, but let me say this. I know you guys are getting more and more avenues to take when it comes for blog, talk, radio, or whatever kind of information type platform. But it's something you got to understand. People always say things that sound good because, you know, sayings and, you know, different quotations and shit. But how many of them shows have a real true soldier, a real warrior that's been in the trenches just like you are? I mean, you got people that have whatever degrees talking the same shit I'm talking, but they really talk some shit that they read. They talking some shit that they read about because them motherfuckers ain't hardly been in the trenches. They just talking some shit that does sound right, and it may very well be right. But when you really get to question them because you're following them, they don't have the answers. They never fucking have the answers. So how many of them motherfuckers got a motherfucker that's been down in the game, that had hoes for the pimps, that had many bitches for the goddamn squares and somebody having girlfriends, and I'm verified as doing this by you? It's not like you're taking somebody's word for it. You know I actually done it. None. There's none out there. None. That's why I'm confident that you don't really like my show. Not tonight, but all the time. That's why I'm confident about it. That's why I stopped, you know, blasting on Facebook about it, because I'm not begging you to listen to me no more. If you listen, you listen. If you don't, you don't. Hey, you know what I just did? I just looked over at the TV. My Cardinals is losing, man. So it's over. They're going to lose. Them motherfuckers is going to lose, even though it's 14 minutes to go. I hope I'm wrong, but I'm sorry, you guys. I got off track just now. So, you know, I started this shit on my last show. So let me just, you know, continue it right now. I asked the question, how can a man expect to attract women or a woman if he's genuinely afraid of women? And I also asked, how can a pimp, if that's the case, catch a hoe if he's really afraid of what it takes to catch hoes? See, the answer of both of them is they can't. You know, if either of them, let's say, luck up on and catch a woman who's going to listen to them, it's going to be like a one-night stand, which is what you guys get. Like that brother asked why she didn't want to really, you know, reciprocate what he was feeling after that one-night stand. You know, and just like he asked, what do I think? See, the next day you'll be looking for all the things that you think your chemistry and her chemistry matching each other brought about. But you're not going to get to see that because chemistry and that shit, it's a such thing, but that's not what catch the bitch. See, you're looking for chemistry, which you won't find because there was no real chemistry. But you're looking for it because you have nothing else to, like, hold on to as far as why you thinking she should be, you know, fucking with you. Otherwise, you don't have no, man, I was really serious about my conversation. You know, I had this to say, that to say, I did woo-woo. You don't have none of that goddamn shit to tell yourself. So you just have to accept, oh, my goodness, I hate my phone to do this. Turn around. You got to call back, man. I'm doing my radio show, bro. You got to call back, please. Okay, I'm sorry, man. You guys got to understand. See, the woman, you got to accept that she wasn't actually as turned on as you was. And she may have been, but it was only about that. Because that's all, you know, most of you that play in the game, you know, that's all you use it for is the fuck. And then when you want more, you act like cause you fucked, you should get more than pussy from the bitch. That's not how it works. You guys are just chippies. That's what you don't understand. Women, be it a hoe or just a regular woman, they don't want a motherfucker that don't have women. But they don't want you to promise something, like dedicate them your loyalty to them, and not do it, because then you're not a chippy to the square. You're a chippy to the bitch in the game. You know, fucking motherfuckers that ain't doing shit for you. But to the square woman, you're a cheater, I guess you want to call it, because that's what you're doing. You just fucking the bitch ain't doing shit for you. That's not really cool, you guys. If you want to do it, do it. I mean, especially if you know how to do it and not create a situation for yourself. I mean, I say do it if that's what you want, but it's not cool. See, it's going to be a while before you're able to admit to yourself that you'd rather not think about the shit that I'm talking about than accept that you really aren't scary as well as faking. You don't want to hear it. And it's going to be difficult for you because mostly you won't be truthful with yourself. Now, in either of those instances that I just mentioned, you should handle them the same way. And if you have any concerns, you call in 347-838-8420. You know my number. What I'm saying, what my point is, you need to stop being so afraid of what might happen. You guys are so afraid of what might happen. And you need to start taking chances and see what will happen. There's no sense guessing the scary part of what could happen, because that's all you guys do, man. Because on the other side of the scary is the fucking happy. You never, you know, see that. Taking chances and getting shot down is the only way to grow past the fear of rejection. And in my courses, I give you several examples of what I mean when I say take more chances. Because I'm sure that's what you said. Well, what do you mean, Rosebud, take more chances? Come on, man. You guys are so funny to me. Of course, you have to have a full understanding of what you're doing. And you have to have that in order to be brave enough to really take any chances that are really necessary. So you don't have that, the full understanding, but you want to know what chances to take. Otherwise, if I told you what they were and you took them and they didn't work, you might be one of the motherfuckers that start talking bad about my program. Why? Because you got the information without learning what it was about, without understanding how to apply it. So since you got the information, because I tell you, I drop crumbs, some of them are key. And if you get it, you got it. I don't care. You're not threatening me because you're listening to me and you're actually learning something. You know what you're doing? You're making me happy because it's been all these years that it's taken you to learn what you've learned. And I know motherfuckers don't even come on my show no more. I mean, they do sometimes, but they don't even come on my show. They don't have to come on my fucking show. That don't mean shit to you, I'm sure you got. That's nothing to you. That's just me talking about some kind of bullshit statistic. What I'm saying is the motherfuckers that's on my show feel and talk the shit that they talk. But they really don't understand what's going on. Because the people that was on it before you that asked the same questions you asked them, they're not on here no more. Because they don't need those answers. They have their own answers. That's what my course does. It make you answer your own fucking questions. See, what I'm saying is, do you ever, like, tell yourself what you're doing when you go out on the hunt? I'm serious. That's a real question. Do you ever tell yourself what you're doing when you go out? And I'm almost positive you don't. You don't because you haven't acknowledged, you haven't admitted, you haven't accepted to yourself what your objectives are. Then you haven't done that because you're afraid to acknowledge that, because once you do, if you don't actually meet them, you have to accept that you failed. So most of you guys rather be ambiguous in this situation. You don't want a doggone really determine something that you should do, so you be ambiguous so that when the night's over, you can talk shit about it and still feel like you've done something. But I'm going to cut that out because you can't be ambiguous. I know you can't be ambiguous. I don't want you to be ambiguous, and I'm never ambiguous, especially with myself. Steve the Dean, when me and Steve the Dean, you know, tell you shit like it's simple, it really is. It's really that simple for Steve the Dean and myself because we are not afraid to take the initial chances. There's chances that you have to take. You don't know what the fuck is going to happen, but if you're afraid to see what the fuck is going to happen, you're not going to take the chance and you're going to be a very impotent motherfucker because confidence increases potency. When it's time to score big with women, you're going to just be seen as a limp dick motherfucker if you don't have no confidence. What Steve and I did, Steve the Dean, what we did, we took those chances and we succeeded. And when we did succeed, those things we did turned into principles that we lived by. We have virtually the same, but we have a lot of different ideologies. I'm not going to get mad at Steve Dean because you have a different ideology in some ways than I do, because overall his ideology is the same. He's the shit. Now, if that's what he thinks and his life is letting him think that, how can I be mad at him? Because that's what I think, and my life is certainly letting me think it. Don't be mad at me. And, you know, once they turned into principles, we stood by them because we didn't see the value in our lives that those principles are worth. We're not saying our principles are worth this, that, and the other in your life, but believe me, they are. We stand on those principles, and we stand on it as if our lives depend on it, because it does. Whether you know it or not, your sex life depends on it, your personal life depends on it, all aspects of your life depends on what you believe and how you are willing to stand on what you believe. You got to be very committed to whatever you believe if you want to, you know, have success with women, especially with women that you're trying to get to do something for you. It's not easy, but it's not hard either. It's only about how much you commit. If you commit, you're going to get your objective. Committing to being a man of principles is what I'm talking about committing to. As you hear what I say and you interpret it for your personal endeavors, then you say whatever committing to for you is. If you're talking about pimping, then committing yourself to being a pimp. If you're talking about being a fucking Casanova, commit yourself to having a whole bunch of women. I mean, it's very simple. You know, you make it difficult by trying to separate the information. The information is serious, and it's like dedicated to you. And you have to understand, none of this fucking shit is easy, but none of it is impossible. So look at this game, man. I'm sorry, you guys. I'm looking at it. It's 10 to 16. It's 10 minutes to go. Ooh, shit, they still got a game. Maybe the Cardinals got a chance. I don't know. Fucking motherfuckers fucking up to me. What you should do, though, you got to commit to not being afraid of the word no. You got to understand that shit coming from a woman that you hitting on don't mean shit. You got to make a firm commitment to the fact that you're just not going to be an ATM for women that you think you might get to fuck. And that's what you guys do. Be honest. Come on, man. That's what you guys do. When you think you get to fuck her, you got to feed her, you got to do this, woo-woo, you got all this stuff. And all she's thinking is that you're an ATM. Once you pay for anything for a woman, in her mind, you are her savior for a few months of debt-free life. You don't have to believe me, but just look in your mind and think about the past interactions you had and see, isn't that true? I don't see very many questions. I mean, it's cool. If you don't want to be on here, I know that game is important. I can give a fuck about the game. I really, you know, the game I care about is with you guys. And I'm very serious about what I'm talking about. And I'm not going to be mad at you because I don't have many questions, because I don't have many listeners right now, because they all watching that goddamn game. And I'm kind of watching it as I talk to you. But see, that woman knows that you're going to be a savior for her. She also knows that all she got to do is smile and bat her eyes, and you are going to buy her whatever she wants. As long as you can see a way to, you know, get out of debt, you ain't going to care about the debt that you get into dealing with this woman that you think you should spend money on. Whatever you do, make sure you don't really have no goddamn money. Not make sure, but don't let your ass have some money, because you really going to see how to fuck with this woman, because you got some money. You know, most of you that have money, you walk up to a woman with your wallet out, and you got four or five 20s already in your hand to let her know whatever you want. That's not really a good thing. When you have money, it's supposed to enhance the relationship you built that wasn't based on finances. You know, money can buy a woman anything, but it cannot buy you respect from that woman. You guys got to get it through your head. The easier it is for you to ask, the easier it is for her to ask you for some money or favors, the further away from getting her you get. And the whole time you're thinking about how you know, going to pay for this shit you're buying her, you don't never think of how silly you look to her. Because that's all she sees, is how silly you look going. She don't say that to herself because, you know, then she may get a conscience. So she don't say that. She just, you know, gives humor in what you're doing. See, if you design some principles based on the things that you're hearing and you're learning from Steve and I, you would be able to stand on something solid when it came to women. I see you 111. Who the hell are you? 111, private number. What's up with you?
Rosebud, this is T from Japan, man. What's going on?
What's happening with you, T from Japan?
Not much, man. Hey, we've got no Super Bowl over here, man, so I'm listening to your show.
Good, man. I'm glad you are, brother. What's up with you? How's things going? I remember talking to you before, man. Update me.
Man, life is good here in Japan, but you know, the thing that I'm dealing with at the moment is a bit of a communication barrier as I'm trying to learn a language. So my tools with that I have to communicate with these women are limited at the moment.
Hold your question. Let me tell you something about being in a place where your language, what you speak, is not native tongue. If you concentrate on learning the native tongue, then you're going to have the problems that you're having. But have you ever thought about the benefit of speaking body language?
Well, I have, but I mean, can you? I don't really think that you can hear the subtlety. I mean, there's only so much you can communicate with body language.
Listen to me, man. You can't communicate solely with body language. But body language, of course, you can't communicate solely with verbal language because you have a barrier. So your facial expression, the way you're saying, the sound of what you're saying, the tone of what you're saying, will let it, especially if your body language is speaking to her, will let her know you want to kiss right now, you want to pull her close and hold her right now. Maybe she don't really realize what you're saying right now, but then you have to show her by gently, if that's the case, letting her see what you mean, you know, letting her see by your eyebrows being up as you pull her towards you. You're asking her if it's okay. What I'm saying is, man, you limit yourself. Women speak the same language. I had a woman, she was from Korea. No, she was from the Philippines. And she spoke English, but she missed hella shit in interpretation. But what she understood, what she made me understand, was mahaki ta. Now, when you say mahaki ta, when you say mahaki ta in that Philippines, I think it was Tongolese or whatever the fuck, they have a lot of dialects. When you say it, it means you love her. So what I'm saying is this. When I'm mad as hell, I would be saying some shit, and then I would say, you know, shake my head, and I say, mahaki ta. You know, I shake my head, no, don't be, ain't no mahaki ta with me. And the bitch would get sad as hell. But then when I want to say, I love that kind of goddamn shit, and all I knew was mahaki ta. But what I would say, shaking my head in the affirmative, saying mahaki ta, the bitch would kind of understand. What I'm saying is, if you base whatever you're saying on what's losing for you right now, then that's what's going to keep happening. You're going to keep losing. You recognize what's losing, so you have to start thinking about what's going to win, which is not trying to say word for word and communicate whatever you're talking about. It's got to be with your touch. It's got to be with your touch on her shoulder and how you let her feel you touching her in a real caressing way. And then when she really thinks that, you let her go so that when you do it again, she's not apprehensive about it. And you still let her go that time because you want to get her to get used to you touching her as you say this sounding statement, not these words because you don't understand them, but you're making this sound, you're making this facial expression, and you're dealing with her. Because do you notice how when you be watching those fucking cop movies, and they, especially that special victims, whatever, SVU shit, and they be trying to get a victim to agree to say something as they say, and they did this, they be shaking their head, yes. You know, they be shaking their head to make you get that. You got to be like that, man.
So what you're saying is like creating a communication system through body language.
Creating a communication system that's not in any way universal. Creating a conversation or a system to communicate that's only a system for you, because you and her are talking. Now, let's say she, you and her don't work out, but you saw things that you, you know, communicated her with her that you didn't see before, but and you're still in Japan. Well, the next motherfucker you're talking to that don't really understand English, you have a up on them because you know two or three things to do, and now you're going to do those things first, which is going to make her in a more comfortable way of talking to you, and she's going to see, even though it's just like not the way we communicate, she's communicating because that's all you want to do, really communicate, right?
Right.
So what I'm saying is, what if you want to kiss her? What if you want to kiss her? What's up with touching your lip and touching her lip with your finger? I'm saying, how much game you got? How much do you want to put into what you're talking about? Because if you want to learn the language to talk about what you're talking about, which is a good thing to do, how long is it going to take? When
Man, it's
you
taking
can,
longer
you
than
have,
I thought.
Yeah, but when you can make that look in your that bedroom eyes or whatever they call it, and make that look and touch your lip and touch her lip, and at the same time you sort of embracing her, she's going to get the message.
Right. But,
that's
I mean, getting to that point, don't you need a certain level of trust to be built up with them?
Yeah, and you know how you build that up? By crossing the line. That line that you didn't imagine, that line that you have imagined that you shouldn't go past because whatever you think could happen, you got to cross it. Because if you don't, you're going to keep wondering what you should do.
Okay.
You got to cross it. If you think you shouldn't pull her to you for a kiss, you need to do it gently and let her know, you know, as you're doing it, that you're not meaning anything, you know, for her to get, you know, crazy about. And if she kind of resists, you let her go, and you let her through your expressions, not through your words. You see that you don't mean any harm. You know, I just, you know, and you point to yourself, I just, you know, wanted to kiss you. Let her know. Man, I'd be the best. I'd stick my tongue way down on them motherfuckers, so, you know, they don't even know I'm in the kitchen. I'm serious, man. You gotta quit waiting for the okay, which is what you're doing.
Okay.
First, before you go, let me ask you this. That last statement I made, you gotta quit waiting for the okay, which is what you're doing. Is that what you're doing or not?
I never really thought about it like that.
Well, take about two seconds. One, two, it's over. Now you didn't thought about it. Are you doing that or not?
Yeah, I'm doing that because, I don't know, man.
You're doing that because you're a foreigner in a place that have a whole bunch of traditions and shit. So you don't want to be fucked up, but none of that shit means that you should not go after what you want in that situation. Otherwise, just because you've, you know, let her know you want to touch her and you start touching, you still got to see if it's okay. You know, but waiting to say it, you know, you'll never be able to touch her because you don't know how to say it. Fuck that. You got to the best way to communicate that you're looking at her in a sexual manner, which is to point to your eyes. And then grab her, not grab her, but then reach out to her and stretch her out at her arm's length and look up and down her body and make that Coke bottle shape and then do the okay sign. Shit, come on, man.
Yeah.
Come on, man, you just brought this shit to me and I'm telling you what to do. You can't tell me I don't think on my feet, man.
Right. Look, man, I mean, to a certain extent, I've been doing that kind of thing. It's just, you know, when it comes to checking her behavior or doing some things that need more explanation like that, that's where I kind of have been struggling a little.
No. When you need more explanation, where you're struggling is that you don't provide the explanation. You just say to yourself, I need an explanation, and you don't provide it. Otherwise, you're going to wait till you go home, then you're going to get to wait till Sunday, and then you're going to ask Bud, hey, Bud, what should I do? When it's too late, way too late, you got to answer your own questions. That's the importance of having confidence. You got to fucking answer your own questions. When you have questions, you can't wait to be able to talk to somebody to give you guidance on what to do. You have to been doing things that make you confident and very comfortable with making decisions. If it's the wrong decision and you lose, so fucking what? You don't give a fuck about that. You give a fuck about being able to decide what to do. That's where you always win. And that's what you guys don't understand. Mm-hmm. That's why I don't give a damn about what the bitch say. I just give a damn about what I do. If I think it, I'm doing it. If I think it and don't do it and lose and miss the bitch, I'm mad at me. I don't give a fuck about the bitch. I'm mad at me. Nigga, you shouldn't have hesitated, blah, 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 whatever I say to myself. You feel me, man?
Yeah, man.
All right, brother. I appreciate it. Hey, tell everybody over there in Japan, get with the Ask Rosebud show. And even though they may speak Japanese or whatever lingo they speak, my shit is like universal. It works. Thanks, bro. I appreciate it, man. Right on. Okay, now, I got so much other shit to talk about. Let's get with that. So, now, to me, what I really believe is that you should feel like a winner. I mean, you should feel like Deion Sanders. You should feel like fucking Muhammad Ali. You should feel like any winner. You just should feel like that. Don't you want to feel like a winner? I mean, seriously, sometimes don't you want to feel that way? Don't you want to become a man who don't really worry about his next prey? Okay, I'm talking that lion shit that again, but I'm really talking about the next woman you're going to deal with. You don't really want to worry about that, man. Don't you want to feel that way? See, when you allow yourself to believe that you're doing what is necessary to keep your girl happy, when you allow yourself that you're keeping her happy by buying her all kinds of gifts, you're really showing her and yourself that you're a loser. That's what you're doing. You got to understand. For really, just tell the truth. Do you really feel like a strong man? Or do you feel like a punk when you buy her something and she turns her nose up at the gesture? I mean, I'm sure you didn't went through it. You didn't bought it. Maybe it was the wrong color or whatever. And she just turned her nose up to it. Well, how do you feel? See, to me, the woman is going to love the fact that you bought her a gift. But the gesture of you thinking of her to buy her a gift is going to be completely overlooked. And you're not going to even care. See, accepting this kind of goddamn shit is a slow-working poison that you willingly are ingesting each time you admit to yourself that you a chump for her. Or women. You don't even have her, but you a chump because you met a woman and you think this stuff. The mistake that you guys make is when you hear something that challenges you or whatever position you have, challenges you or your position, instead of trying to see the sense that it makes, you look for how it won't work for you. And if you look for it, you'll find it. There, that is a saying. If you look for some shit, you are definitely going to find some shit. It's an old saying that we OGs have, and that's look for it, and you'll find it. That's a real saying. If you look for how it will or won't work, you will find what you're looking for. So tell me, why are all of you looking for why it won't work? Why are all of you looking for why whatever you're thinking won't work? You know, I know there's times when you see that you being weak or times when you wish you would have done something else, you know, And I'll admit, that shit even happens to me sometimes these days. You know, I'm not as sharp as I used to be. So I'm not saying this is something that should never happen. You know, I just know it's not going to have, it would have never had a chance to happen when I was single. But even though I'm married, I still try to see all my action, you know, when it's there. So you don't have any excuses except ignorance. And we know, legally speaking, ignorance of the fact is no excuse. So what am I saying to you? What am I trying to bring to you that you can understand something from? I'm trying to tell you about commitment. You know, when is the lion not a lion? I mean, the answer to that goddamn question is a lion is never not a lion. You know, a lot of you guys thought when he's old and all that kind of goddamn shit, you know, and some younger motherfucker, you know, about to take his, you know, leadership of the pride, you know, he's not a lion. He's still a lion. He's just an old lion. And a motherfucker has to be younger and stronger and way more about it than him and his old age in order to take over the pride. Once that does happen, you know, when a younger, up-and-coming lion takes it, it's his pride. You know, that older lion was fully committed the entire time he ruled to one thing, and that was ruling. So what I'm saying is, where are you? Are you committed? What I'm saying is, goddammit, you can't be committed tonight and do some slicking it tomorrow, you know, whatever happens, and you back to that bullshit. If that lion wasn't committed, the one that wanted to take it over, he wouldn't have been able to kick the one out that had it. You know, we as men are in the same position as when you're dating. You know, no one's going to come and offer you that goddamn pussy. There is no woman that's going to see you and just walk up to you and offer you her pussy. You're supposed to be like the lion, and you see all things as an attempt to take you off your job of hunting. As a man, your job, your J-O-B, is to tap that ass, T-T-A. That's what you're thinking, because that's what a lion thinks, unless he's hungry. If the lion is not hungry, that's all he's thinking about is tapping that ass. Just like the lionesses, you know, they sit around and they watch that king lion. You know, they watch that king lion handle shit during the day. And you better believe women are watching you. They're watching everything you do. Do you move like a man? Do you move like a man that's confident? Do you have the aggression but respect of what's going on of a person that's in control of their destiny? For the rest of this week, ask yourself those questions several times, but don't be surprised at your responses. But that's only if you're honest with yourself. If you're honest with yourself, you're going to get some responses that you really didn't think. You have to drill into your very being that you have to be strong to your principles whenever you interact with a woman. And if you haven't identified your principles, where or at what point can you say that you're being strong? You can't. And you can act like I'm talking shit, which I am. I talk hella shit, but I don't talk no bullshit. I do not talk bullshit. There isn't such thing as believing in what you're saying. So, like I'm saying, you have to constantly check that you're representing what a man is. When you're around women, and actually this don't really require for you, you know, anything on your part but thought, but when you're around women, you have to always check if you're doing or representing a man. It's not from fear. It's from a consciousness of what a woman wants to see. You're not, you know, always going to be wanting her. Not always. you know, wanting her. I wish I could get with her. I would block. One of these goddamn times you're going to have her. Yeah, you're going to wait until you have been, you know, treated properly, and you're going to have to know what to do with her. See, this is the big deal to most of you guys. You talk all this shit, but deep down inside, you don't know what to do with her. This is why you be afraid to, you pimp motherfuckers be afraid to fuck a bitch, because they're going to think of you as a trick. Because you ain't told her shit about what her life is involving. You just checking the money. You square motherfuckers, you don't give a, you can't put yourself in the mind of understanding this bitch had a life before you. So if she had an active life, then you really fucked up, because now you don't know what she didn't experience. You're so weak, man. Are you going to know how to satisfy a woman who's willing to be a hoe for you? Or are you going to know how to satisfy a woman who is not willing to be a hoe, but is willing to do anything for you? See, you dudes are so half-assed about being the man that you claim to be, that you actually kick yourself in the nuts. You gotta learn how to handle women. Not hoes. Women. Learn that you are what every woman wants to please. You gotta learn that. You gotta believe it. They all want to please a real man. Every single one of them want to please a real man. A lot of you wonder, how can I have so much shit to talk every day? You know, I talk the shit that I talk because I'm not lying. I'm not making up some shit. Excuse me. I'm not faking about my commitment to you. You see, I was here at 6 o'clock, you know, Super Bowl game on, and I really wanted to be on, and then motherfuckers was kicking my motherfucking Panthers ass, but what I'm saying is shit. I still did my shit. You know, I have an unlimited amount of shit to talk. And if you notice, I talk different shit on all my streams. I just talk different shit. I'm real about shit. I know about shit, and I ain't scared to share what the fuck I know with you motherfuckers. I told you all before, I've been commissioned by the powers that be to check men. I don't care. Your emotions don't register with, you know, with me, and if I hurt your feelings, good. I'm glad I hurt your feelings, because you ain't got no business in the streets, especially. But even chasing women, if you can't control your feelings and what you let get next to them, you got to know how to keep your emotions in check. And you got to know how to keep your feelings in check. And you got to save your energy to stay on track as far as what you're doing, just like the lions of the jungle do. You don't see them running around playing games or whatever the fuck. They saving their shit, their energy. You will never know when it'll be. You can't predict it. But you better know you're going to need all of your fucking wits to catch. You don't know when you're going to get the opportunity. But whenever it does occur, you're going to have to use everything you know to catch. Your emotions, you know, won't really let you accept that, because you're emotional. Everything you're trying to learn, see, I'm not bragging. The shit I'm telling you is the truth. I came up through the ropes of trial and tribulation to earn my name and my crown. I learned from men who learned from men who learned from men before them. This is why I do not accept any of your analogies or your little compromises of life or what women are like today. Sure, you do have the things that you're faced with. You do have them. I believe that. But they're not as big of a deal as you make them. See, this is directed straight to you who are out there who claim to be a pimp. Do you really think you're the first ones to fake the game as you do? Even the fakes back in my day were more real than you are today. They would at least make it on the scene and try to be able to blend in for a while or whatever, and then we would pull their coats, you know, bust them out for whatever they're doing. So you guys are wondering why you have such trouble with the women. And for the regular go-to-work Joe, and for the dudes thinking about having hoes, the whole time you're wondering about why you're having all this trouble, none of you are at, you know, talking or to explain why you rap, or not rap, excuse me, why you saying what you saying. Why are you claiming to be this pimp, if that's the case? Why are you this dude to go to work every day and claiming what you claim? None of you are willing to go into detail about that. When you youngsters out there understand that, you know, you won't get what I got or what my partner Tay got or what Fillmore Slim got unless you are totally committed to getting it, if you don't understand that, you're just spinning your wheels. You know, this is the same thing that, you know, dudes who used to try to explain why they doing what they're doing to supplement their pimping or whatever they're doing. You know, I say pimping here and there because this year I was talking about it, but what I'm really saying is there's no supplementing of you being a man, whatever kind of man you are. Now, the dudes that's talking about being pimps, but they supplemented with rapping, it's because they're hustlers and they don't want to admit it. So that's the difference between them and you. Let's for it. I'm an L7 motherfucker. I'm not trying to be a rapper or anything else other than a square married man. I ain't doing none of that other shit. But see, squares and pimps alike will not automatically develop the skills it takes to catch a woman. You have to understand the depths of what's being what being a man who can attract a female entails. You can't just hear it and say, oh, yeah, I want to be a man and attract females. No, you got to know what it takes to attract females, or you aren't going anywhere. You're just not. I was known for being a motherfucker that did shit in a big way as far as pimping, way before American Pimp. I earned my rep by doing what is known that pimps do. I had to display my pimping where pimps and hoes could see and appreciate it. That's because I had principles. And that's because I was committed to those principles. Being committed to the principles of being a man is very important for you guys to understand. Squares, whatever. It's very important for you to understand what being committed to the principles of being a man entails. I talk hella shit. Hey, you guys, the game is over. These motherfuckers kick fucking Cam Newton's ass. So, goddamn it, I'm very upset. But I'm going to keep going. God damn it. I'm so fucking upset. What I'm really talking about is that I was done way before American Pimp. You know, I did shit to earn my rep. You know, I wasn't doing it on the computer. I was doing it where pimps and hoes could see the shit. And I had, you know, principles of part of being a man that was very important to me. I didn't say a pimp, you know. I said being a man requires a serious commitment to the principles of being a man. Now, I talk hella shit. You guys know that. That's my style. But what I say to you is really dear to me, and I truly believe it. I really believe it was handed down to me from men I wanted to be like. I wanted to emulate these men. I never thought to change what I learned. If anything, I did what I thought he did, that person did. I know there were differences here and there, but the basic philosophy did not get lost with me, as it has, you know, with everybody else out there today. I know you all say, you know, you're keeping the basic philosophy alive, but you're lying to yourself. You're all deal makers, and you're shitting on the very meaning of the word pimp. You're really taking you're stretching the meaning of the word man to its limits. And no matter how you put your spin on it, in one way or another, you be getting played by that woman, and you know it. So you guys ain't got no more questions. You know, I didn't cover all the bullets that I got to cover. I know today was a Super Bowl day, and my motherfuckers lost. So I'm really upset. You ain't got no questions. So fuck all you got. Okay, goddamn it, 615, you motherfucker. What's up, 615? What's your first name? What's your question?
What's up, bud? Man, I was trying to see, I ain't trying to say when you get a name in the game, but when I tell people my name, sometimes some people don't stick. I'm trying to see how do I go about that.
You trying to get a name in the game?
No, I ain't trying to be no pimp, but I'm just saying when I say my name, I want people to remember it instead of like, oh, what's up, buddy, or you know what I'm saying?
Well, man, you can't get your name remembered unless you do something that people that know or recognize names will recognize. Just because you introduced yourself don't mean that somebody's going to remember your name. If you introduced yourself and then you did some real big shit later on, and then this person that you introduced yourself to associate this big shit with that person they met a few months ago, your name will be recognized. But shit, man, if you ain't doing shit but introducing yourself, how do you expect your name to be recognized?
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you this, man. Be honest. What are you doing? You ain't doing shit. Come on, man. You're in your same community meeting whoever you're meeting, right or wrong.
Right.
So, why would your name be known outside of whoever you talk to?
It wouldn't.
So why would you be curious about what you ask?
Because I want my name to ring bells, or when I introduce myself, they'd be like, okay.
Do you have any idea of how to do that?
I don't.
So what I'm saying is that shouldn't have been your question. It should have been, how do I get my name? Not how, but getting my name. You should ask something about what you do. Otherwise, man, let's say you're a nigga. Let's say you live in the Crest where I used to live. If you want your name to ring, you got to catch a hell of bitches in the Crest. All right? And you got to do that quickly. Mm-hmm. Let's say once you've done that, you got to go to Lofus. You know, Lofus is the next community. You got to catch one or two bitches there. And then you got to go to College Park. You know, you got to do all this within a few months. And you hit two or three bitches in College Park. Then you got to go to South Vallejo. Then you got to go to East Vallejo. Then you got to go all these places hitting bitches. That way, when some bitch from any one of those places, or even some dude from any one of those places say your name, they'll say, oh, man, I heard of that dude. I, you know, blah, blah, whatever they heard. But unless you spread your name around intentionally, you ain't going to never be heard of except in your community. You know what I'm saying?
I think I got it. Yeah, I got it.
All right, brother. Get that shit, man, and do it. Hey.
Okay.
You don't have shit of mine either, do you?
I don't.
I know you don't, man. Fellas, I can hear it. Don't get me wrong. I ain't mad at you, but I can hear it. So you guys ask these weak-ass fucking questions that you would not ask if you had my course, because it tells you how to address things you think. And the only thing that's going on with you, caller, is that you thought something and you didn't know how to address it. That's all. I'm going to put you back in, man. And plus, you know, I ain't mad at y'all for being, you know, involved with motherfucking Peyton Manning and his winning of the game. I'm just going to be gone. You ain't got shit to say to me. I ain't got shit to say to you. I love kicking it with y'all. You know, this was like a horrible day for me because my motherfucking Cam Newton lost. and everything else went bad too. But the good thing is that I showed you no matter what, I'm coming on time, and I'm out.